And what would you call a house that had two large rooms, Martian's room, two large rooms with a hallway through here, but it was open at both ends. It has a roof over it, you know, but it has a...
It's a dog trot house.
Okay. And there's a kind of house that just has two rooms, or sort of, has a long entry hall, and then at a 9-degree angle is set just one big room. What do you call a house like that?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Well, one of the, well, there are two things here, and one of them is Hall and Parlor House, and the other one is a Flying L.
Huh.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of
Flying L. Okay. An architectural historian, I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, do you know of any other distinctive designs for small houses like that?
Oh, frequently there might have been an original house, and then if it had an L added to the back of it, you'd call it an L house.
Okay. Anything else?
In Texas, you have what was frequently called a salt box house, which was usually, I guess, just two rooms deep, maybe two or three rooms across, more almost square, with a steep peaked roof,
mm-hmm.
and a porch, a front porch cut out somehow.
What do you mean cut out?
I mean, the roof would come down over the porch. It'd peak and then come down over the front porch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rooms would be set back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called salt box house.
Did the porch go all the way across the front? Or?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the house wasn't open in the back like a dog trot.
Uh-huh. Okay. What sort of thing would you call a breezeway? Or would you call anything a breezeway?
I'd call it a breezeway.
What thing?
I'd call it,
I mean,
usually a big, wide porch.
Oh, okay. And would it be in the middle of the house or just anywhere?
Well, it might be in the middle of the house. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I would also refer to a big porch, say, across the front as a breezeway.
Oh, okay.
Or the side.
Nobody has said breezeway to me, and I know it's a word I use, and I can't think.
We talked about breezeways earlier. Way back in the beginning, we talked about breezeways.
It was more than 2 days ago. I don't remember.
Oh, it was. It was the first day you came over. We talked about breezeways.
No wonder.
Had that same discussion.
Probably in 2 days, I won't remember this one. what would you call? What kinds of buildings would house several families or maybe many families?
Apartment houses.
Okay. Anything else?
Condominiums nowadays.
What is a condominium?
A condominium is where you actually buy your portion of the building. You own it.
Okay.
And they maintain the, like, the grounds or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of the building?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call... What's the difference between a tenement and just a regular apartment?
A tenement has many families crowded into small rooms, and it's usually a slum, run down.
And a regular apartment would be...
Would have more rooms. And
Okay. What do you call the kind of house like Archie Bunker lives in, where they're just... They share a wall. They might be two stories, you know, but they're just jammed up together and they're sort of narrow.
Well, a duplex, but
well,
I don't know what else.
Of them in a, what?
Oh, a row house.
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does a certain minor plumbing, electrical repair, and so on. What would you call that guy?
The maintenance man.
Okay. Oh. Also, there's one who lives there, a guy who lives there, you know, and he shows the apartments to the new people moving in, and he helps out the people who live there, and he works in the owners. What do you call him?
A manager.
Okay. What would you call the kind of lawnmower that you ride?
A riding mower.
Okay. What would you call the kind that is electrical or gas powered, but that you have to walk behind it, you know, and steer it yourself?
A power mower.
Okay. And what would you call the kind that just had an old rotary blade, you know?
A push mower.
Okay. If you had a vegetable garden, what kinds of things, tools, would you have to have for it?
Oh, a hoe and a shovel and a pitchfork and a hand trowel.
What's a hand trowel?
It's a small shovel.
Okay. Well, if you had a pitchfork that, you know, was a hand thing, what would you call that?